position for the communists. So typically, most of the communists I know are not big fans of AI. But if you think about it, AI is actually the fastest path to communism. So, if implemented correctly, AI could actually theoretically solve for abundance. Like, we could totally get to a situation where nobody has to work, everybody is provided for with a comfortable state of being, comfortable living. AI could automate all the farming, weed out systematic corruption, thereby bringing us to as close as possible to genuine equality. So basically, everything that everybody loves about communism, but without the collective farm. Because let's be real, enforced farming is really not a vibe.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today, we're going to talk about two key figures in the revelation of the method in the occult new world that they are crafting for you and I to live in. Is it in the metaverse? Is it on Mars? We don't know yet. Maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe it's the Mars inside the metaverse, right? Maybe it's an inception level event. Talking about Elon Musk and Grimes. All right. Now you know who they are. Elon Musk, the world's richest man. How about a lap dance for the world's richest man? Elon Musk. One of the most evil nerds on the planet, I would argue. All right. I know a lot of people like him. And I don't know enough about him. I intended to read his biography before I do a deep dive on the guy. But he's got some very occult things that we got to talk about, and we got to talk about them now. The agenda is unfolding at an accelerating exponential rate. It's happening. And Grimes is this artist. She's a very avant-garde artist, very strange character. And she booed up with Elon Musk and has some babies. You know what I'm saying? And today's show is going to be about Elon Musk, Grimes, and the New Atlantis, Saturnian Death Cult. We're dropping the bangers, 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 bangers today. Now, Grimes, if you don't know anything about her, she's a Marxist alien. Hey, her word's not mine, all right? And what we're going to look at today, we're going to consider, are these two working for the benefit of this coveted Illuminati-controlling elite? We're going to consider some ideas that we floated. We talked about the Great Reset in six episodes. Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. Surely you've heard of all this. We did like six episodes over the past year. We're going to revisit it yet again, all right? We're going to talk about the occult Saturnian death cult. Who are they? Why do they want you dead? Well, they got a plan for you and I. They got a plan for all of humanity. Let's see if this all fits together. We're also going to catch up with Grimes' fantasy of the AI distributed communism, Fourth Industrial Revolution. Elon Musk had some cryptic Saturnian tweets that we're going to decode, and some really bizarre predictive programming from Grimes from 2019. It showed us the masks. It showed us the virus. It showed us the UFO. It showed us the stab jab. And guess what else it showed us? Aliens. I'm telling you. I'm telling you these nerds are going to kill us, and I'm telling you the aliens are going to join them. You know what? The last thing I'm going to think when these aliens are torching the planet, I'm going to say, I was right the whole time, and I'm going to die with a big grin on my face. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be terrified with you. I'm going to be pissing my pants like everyone else. And we're going to wrap it up with a discussion. Sorry if I'm slurping coffee. It's been busy. It's a busy day. We'll wrap it up with a discussion about Elon Musk's occult roots. It's a little taste of a deep dive that I hope to have completed someday about Elon Musk. I'm going to guess he's going to stay relevant for quite some time still. So I got plenty of time. I want to dig through his personal books and biography and all that. I want to dig real deep. I already got a good amount of material. I got enough I could do a whole show on already. But you know me, I like to stay real thorough. All right. Now, let's go. Where did this all start? Well, go back to June 2021, right? About a year ago on the old TikTok. And I don't follow Grimes, but I don't mind Grimes' music even. She has a bit of a Bjork EDM sound that I really dig. So I don't know why, but I don't really listen to her. But Grimes was on TikTok talking about communism. And the way they could perfectly execute communism is to redistribute the goods through artificial intelligence, through AI. All right. Now, look, here's the thing. Here's the thing about communism. On paper, and in theory, some of it sounds okay. But in reality, what you end up getting is an autocratic fascist dictator. You know, the idea is that it's an equitable society, whereas in capitalism, we've got the other extreme where there's winners and losers, and people have to be exploited for those to become winners. It's the way it is. It's just the way it is. It's a social Darwinism, which is a philosophy espoused by the Church of Satan, by the way. So the people that want to pretend that America is this Christian nation, I beg to differ, my friends. I know that's a very controversial statement, so I'm going to let that sink in for a second. That's just what I believe, right? I'm not saying that capitalism's wrong. I'm not saying that Christianity's wrong. I'm just saying that the two aren't necessarily compatible, right? And proof positive is because the Church of Satan agrees with social Darwinism, which is like, you know, the biggest bully on the block gets to eat your lunch. Might is right, is what they say. But here's the thing. You got to look at it from a more abstractive perspective to defend capitalism a bit. There's one thing that motivates all humans, and that's selfishness, right? So to remove any kind of authoritarian source that's going to redistribute the goods appropriately and equitably, in quotes, in air quotes, you obviously open the door to abuse, which, as we've seen with the Soviet Union and a lot of these other communist countries, it leads to a dictatorship, an autocratic dictatorship, and the people get screwed anyway. So it doesn't work, because to be human is to be a bit greedy and selfish. So in capitalism, it actually works the best because everyone kind of looks out for themselves. Now, some people, unfortunately, are not able to do that. Like, some people can't work. Some people have disabilities and problems and issues. And we try to make a social net to take care of those people, which I support. I'm all for that. You know, not everyone's given the same gifts. Not everyone can perform at the same level that is required for a standard of living. And there are safety nets, and some people hate that. Some people think that that's the first step to communism. You know? Anyhow, without going too deep into it. This is what she said in the video. She said, "Typically, most of the communists I know are not big fans of AI. But if you think about it, AI is actually the fastest path to communism. So if implemented correctly, AI could actually, theoretically, solve for abundance. Like, we could totally get to a situation where nobody has to work. Everybody is provided for with a comfortable state of being, comfortable living." Now, there was a guy named Buckminster Fuller who had a very interesting idea about the falsehood that is a 40-hour work week. And to paraphrase a very interesting idea, he's just arguing that maybe people are just keeping busy because they feel like that gives them self-worth, and we don't really need to have everybody working like this. And it's an interesting idea. But he says, you know, to do this is, it's very wasteful. We're actually wasting a lot of natural resources by giving people purpose, quote unquote purpose, of showing up to work and doing their job. And if we just got rid of that idea and just figured out what we need to make happen, things would be a lot better. It's an interesting idea. Like, I don't think I don't think all of this stuff is entirely wrong. But, you know, ultimately, I live in a capitalist America, and it's a pretty great country, all right? Now, here's the thing. You get into a lot of the occult fantasies of this utopia, all right? This big utopian globalist kumbaya fantasy, which obviously has a lot of parallels with communism, when you think about it that way. This fantasy that everything could be perfect and equal and all that stuff. And it sounds great. Like, I'm actually all for those ideas. I think that's a great idea. I hate to see people suffer, you know? I hate to see people like Elon Musk with more money than they could ever spend in a million lifetimes, and even their kids will never go through. And it's like too much. It's like, how did that, the gap, the wealth disparity between the haves and the have-nots is obscenely gross. You wouldn't believe it if you dug into the facts and the numbers on it, which I don't have handy. I wish I did. But the big fantasy of the occultist is this utopian idea that goes all the way back to the New Atlantis, right? Which was described by Francis Bacon. You go to Manly P. Hall's Secret Destiny of America. And all of this is espoused by some of the occult doctrines and philosophies of Platonism, Neoplatonism particularly. Because Plato, in Plato's Republic, he talks about this new empire they want to build of a perfect society, right? And a lot of these waxing and wanings of philosophers in Greece is what gave us democracy, by the way. So I'm glad they were thinking about all these things. But what the occultists want, what the elites want, is a universal global order. Not all of them, just some of them, right? This is the Platonic Empire, or they call it the Universal Plan. I'm going to quit talking to you about it. I'm going to read to you from The Secret Destiny of America. Here's one example. Quote, "It is reasonably conceivable that in secrecy and in anonymity, well-ordered aid has been given to the struggle for human equity and justice that has been America's destiny through the past into our present time. It is our duty and our privilege to contribute what we can to this universal plan. It will go on, served by the unknowns, until the Platonic Empire is established on the earth and the towers of the New Atlantis rise from the ruins of a materialistic and selfish world." Now, if you heard my bonus show I just did on the occult symbolism of Russia, that was the episode I did Kanye West. It was a bonus only for the supporters. We talked about Alexander Dugin and the philosophies of traditionalism, and that's exactly what Putin and Dugin and Steve Bannon all subscribe to. I'm going to read that last sentence for you here. "The towers of the New Atlantis rise from the ruins of a materialistic and selfish world. They want to bring down the evils of capitalism with an autocratic theocracy dictator, because they think that capitalism was breeding too much evil into our world." All right? That's what's going on, I think. That's what I ascertain. Here's another example from Secret Destiny of America. This one is very much, look at it from the perspective of Great Reset and pandemic, all right? "It seems to me that the basic plan for the post-war world should be one solidly founded in this great dream of universal brotherhood. It's not enough to work on the problem solely in terms of politics and industry. The formula must express a broad idealism, one which appeals to the finest institutions of intuitions of man, and one universally understandable by all who have lived, dreamed, and suffered on this mortal sphere." It's the idea about bringing about broad idealism, right? Appealing to the intuition of man. I've got one more. This one's actually better. It's a little long-winded, but this one's actually probably the best one of the book. This one connects all these secret groups. The Order of the Quest, that's what Bill Cooper said the Illuminati was referenced as, the Order of the Quest. That's the whole umbrella, right? The spider web, as David Icke would say. Talks about wisdom being the cure for man's ignorance. Science being the most brilliant of all. Science is the new truth in the theocracy. which is a government run by science, which isn't that what Grimes is talking about when she says artificial intelligence should run communism? They're seeking this perfected social order, and how can we do it? Through scientific means, of course. And you saw how well, to go back to that point I was making, you saw how well the last couple years went with science. Was there a clear scientific approach or solution to anything? Or did you see 10 different versions of science telling you different solutions and ideas? Science is a method. It's a tool. It's not a way of life because there's interpretations and influences and biases baked into the science and the studies and the doctors and all that. All right, let's read this here. Now, it's kind of wordy, so here we go. All the sciences contained brilliant, far-seeing men who equally desired to contribute their part to the philosophic empire of the future. Secret societies were formed in their own professions, using the emblems established in their arts to conceal their social aspirations. Thus did the alchemist come into being, the mystic chemist seeking the elixir of life, the wise man's stone, the universal medicine, and the agent of the transmutation of metals. The elixir of life is truth itself, the preserver of all things. The wise man's stone is science that can work all wonders and solve all riddles of the mortal sphere. The universal medicine is wisdom, the only cure for ignorance, which is the universal disease. The agent for the transmutation of metals is the pattern of the universal state, the essence of the perfect plan for a world civilization by which all the base elements in human society can be transmuted into the spiritual gold of right purpose. I'm not even done yet, if you can believe that. In Italy, the Illuminati sought for the pearl of great price hidden in the deep waters of mortal corruption. In Northern Europe, the Knights of the Holy Grail dedicated their lives to the search for the chalice of the Passion. Christian and Jewish Kabbalists pondered the letters of the scriptures to find the secret of the crown of splendors, and the Rosicrucians in their hidden houses used the Rose of Sharon as the symbol of brotherly love, a simple rearrangement of the letters R-O-S-E became E-R-O-S, the Greek god of love, Eros. A quick plug, if you listen to, I do a second podcast called Breaking Social Norms with my beautiful wife, Josie Weishaupt. We had a whole episode about love, and we talked about the three types of love, Eros being one of them. Let's get back. We're almost done. All these groups belong to what is called the Order of the Quest. Pay attention. Order of the Quest. That's what Bill Cooper said is the code term for the Illuminati. All were searching for one and the same thing under a variety of rituals and symbols. That one thing was a perfected social order. Plato's Commonwealth, the government of the philosopher king. To this end, each consecrated its life and knowledge, exploring ever further into the secrets of nature to discover the greatest secret of all, the secret of human happiness. Oh, dear. Such a mouthful. But you see how they're talking about science creating this empire. Secret societies have been keeping this idea alive for many years. Man is ignorant. That's why man needs the wisdom through the sciences, which ties us into Gnosticism, right? And the Sophia, the wisdom. And it talks about this universal state and all this stuff, right? Referring back to Plato's social order. All right. Now, all of this, why are we talking about all this? It's because I think Grimes is pushing for this idea of this theocracy, this global order based upon science. I mean, Illuminate confirm, right? I mean, that's exactly what she's saying. Artificial intelligence should distribute the communistic goods. Now, this is, ironically, or not so, this is exactly what Klaus Schwab was talking about, all right? Klaus Schwab being the guy who runs the World Economic Forum, the guy behind the Great Reset idea. He actually advised for artificial intelligence to tie into the blockchain to distribute goods. She got this from Klaus Schwab. I talked about this. Like I said, I did it, I believe it was 6 episodes on the Great Reset. You can hear four of them for free. Two of them were only for supporters. Tragically, if you're on the free feed, you won't get the one where I talked about the Fourth Industrial Revolution book. And because I'm such a nice guy, I'm going to actually give you this information because I don't want to paywall info. I just, you know, I've got these supporter feeds because I need your support, right? I've got a dreaded day job, but I've already taken many hits and demotions just so I could keep this podcast alive. So when you support me on Patreon or the VIP section or whatever you do, that helps the show. So I got to give back and I give bonus episodes to the supporters. And unfortunately for you, this was one of them. It was bonus episode, The Great Reset Part 2, Crowley's Magic Age, Transhumanism, 5G, and Klaus Schwab's Fourth Industrial Revolution. But like I said, I'm such a nice guy. I'm going to break my arm, pat my own back. I'm going to actually give you the information so you don't have to sign up. You know what I mean? Because the information is more important, right? I got to take another drink. I don't know how Alex Jones and the pros scream and yell like this without pausing to take a drink. But I have to. Let's read to you from the Fourth Industrial Revolution, okay? Perhaps most challenging conceptually is the loss of central authority, which is exactly, by the way, kind of what happened with the pandemic. A lot of people had lost their trust and faith in institutions, central authorities. All right. The challenge is more than institutional. It is deeply psychological and attached to systems of human order. Decentralizing trust by relying on a complex set of algorithms is as radical as the shift from human deduction as the ultimate source of knowledge to reliance on modern scientific instrumentation. It took society centuries to adapt to the latter, though economic incentives may catalyze the former. Ultimately, with blockchain, trust will have to lie with the mathematicians and the infrastructure rather than with politicians and individual recognizable institutions. This raises existential in addition to political and technological challenges. What's he saying? What's old Santa Claus saying to us? He's saying that cryptos are the way of the future, my friend. Now, it seems that some of the banks and the powers that be don't like cryptos. There's a battle going on right now. But when I see Klaus Schwab basically promoting cryptos, I think, okay, this is probably where it's headed. So that's why I do invest in some cryptos. See one of our show sponsors for more. If you don't know, copymycrypto.com/Isaac, 2 A's in Isaac for double awesome. ISAAC. copymycrypto.com/Isaac. I follow James McMahon and you can too. It's very simple. He makes these little videos and I follow him and I'm buying cryptos. Now, the last few months hasn't been the prettiest, but I think this is not financial advice, not a financial advisor, none of that crap. In fact, I'm terrible with money. Don't look to me for money. I'm terrible with money and I'm terrible with Christianity. Don't look to me for either one of those for motivation. But that's what Klaus Schwab is saying here. When he's talking about, I did two episodes on Bitcoin, I think, back in 2017, back when I first invested in all this, right? Now, it's funny because I didn't invest enough money into it to get paid, but if I would have, I would have been getting paid this whole time. Instead, I was a total idiot and I made a little bit of money and sold it all and thought, oh, this is stupid. And I still think cryptos are stupid. Don't get me wrong. I don't like them. There's a lot of things I don't like about crypto. But one thing I do like about crypto is you can make money off of it. And I think this is the way of the future. I really do. But when we talked about Bitcoin, we talked about the challenges of the fiat currency of like the US dollar, for instance. It's a trust system when you use a bank. You get digital binary bits saying you have X amount of money in your bank. Well, you trust the bank that they'll actually give you that money. If you walk in and say, give me all that in cash, you trust that they're going to do it. Because that money ain't real until the cash hits your hand, right? Well, with a trustless system, that's what cryptos and Bitcoin boast. You don't need to trust anyone. It's on the blockchain. It's a visible ledger for everyone to see. There's no hiding anything. Now, how do you read a blockchain? There's smart nerds that know how to. I couldn't tell you. That's my only beef with cryptos is I'm like, I don't think that the masses are going to pick up on this, but there's a lot of tools in place to help the masses with it. Like some of these apps, you know, I'm not going to name names, but some of these apps make it a little easier. It links to your bank account. Boom, you're buying cryptos. So anyway, that's what Klaus Schwab was saying. He was saying the same thing that Grimes is saying. Do you think Grimes read his book? I think so. And as I talked about on my whole series on the Great Reset, the truther community, they hate Klaus Schwab, right? He always says, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And a lot of truthers think, oh, well, Klaus Schwab is talking about in his books the abolition of or the abolishment of private property. You know, which like maybe that's true. Maybe that's coming down the pike. Maybe I'm not saying it's not, but I can tell you that the books do not say that because I read his books. And if you listen to my 6-part series, you would know that. What it does talk about is allocation of carbon based on the environmental footprint and managing natural resources, which I think as a responsible human being, we do need to take care of, right? Now, do I trust Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, which is the 1,000 richest corporations in the world? Do I trust them to be responsible to make sure that everyone's doing their fair share? No, I don't. But it could, anyway, so it could extend to private property, but that's not really what the books are saying. I don't think. That's my interpretation. In fact, let me read to you from it. I'll let you interpret it. Who cares what I think? The technologies of the fourth industrial revolution present us with an opportunity to manage the externalities of the previous industrial revolutions by embarking on a more sustainable path, that of protecting our global commons. Most of the world's households will have at least one 3G cell phone by 2030. Didn't they just shut down 3G? Anyway, moving on. The use of distributed ledgers such as the blockchain for mobile carbon trading could give each individual an equal quota consistent with the Earth's planetary boundaries. The use of blockchain could also be used to manage water allocations and deforestation. In fact, the government of Honduras is already exploring the potential for distributed ledgers to help with land rights allocation. All right. Now, let's get back to Grimes. Promoting Marxism, communism through AI. Well, more recent than June 21 when she released that video, she released an Instagram picture of her holding the Marxist Communist Manifesto book. Now, let's point out the hypocrisy here. And this is the reason why I condemn the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, right? I don't disagree with some of their ideas. I'm actually okay with some of their ideas. I don't like them. I don't trust them. All right? Same reason I don't trust Grimes. Let's point out the priceless hypocrisy. Here's a woman who was attracted to Elon Musk. Do you think she was attracted to Elon Musk because he was a really good-looking dude? You think because of his dance moves? You think he's a smooth player, a smooth talker? None of those things. It's because he's the world's richest man, which is a very powerful position to be in, is it not? So the point is, while communism, it sounds great, it never worked, right? It ends up in this autocratic society. And, you know, people have a tendency to point out how This goes into the cancel culture thing. Everyone starts pointing fingers at everyone, and it turns out we all fall short of the glory of God. And in communism, people start pointing, oh, the farmers aren't working as hard as I am. Punish them. Hey, the bread maker's not working as hard. Punish him. You know? It's this real tattletale environment, and it's I don't like it. But yeah, people like to point out others aren't carrying their own weight, and the only way I think, is let everyone have at it with the capitalism. And then I'm also okay with social safety nets to keep, and sure, are gonna people going to abuse it? Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. But I'm not cool with letting, you know, handicapped people and mentally sick people live in homeless tents and stuff. Like, I think we should try to help each other out. We're a very rich nation. We sure find a way to give money to the rich people, so why can't we give some help to the poor people? You know what I mean? Look at the bailouts, the TARP bailouts, the banks, the auto industry. We give tax cuts to these wealthy people like Elon Musk, like he needs that money, you know? I'm not saying let's tax the rich people at 90% rates, but anyway. Does Elon need that much money? No, he doesn't. That's all I'm trying to say. Now, anyways, I was pointing out the hypocrisy of Grimes, who is, oh, she's so into communism. In fact, I know some people that are into communism in my personal life, and they seem to live about that action. Unlike Grimes, who hooked up with the world's richest man, she's clearly interested in money, right? And there's no problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. That's fine. I have zero problem with that. But this is the same as Klaus Schwab and the world's richest corporations trying to tell you that, look, things are distributed real wonky right now. Let's fix it. I'm like, yeah, it's because you dickheads took all the money and you're not paying workers anything. The CEOs make 5 billion times what the average worker makes. And should they make more? Yes. Should it be that insane? No. These people get these crazy big bonuses and, what do you call it, golden parachutes? It's crazy. Anyway, Elon Musk. He was dating Grimes. He's now moved on. He's dating this woman, Natasha Bassett, who actually played Britney in a Lifetime biopic. She is 24 and he's 50. All right. Grimes is 33 now, so you see how he needed to trade her old ass in for a younger model, I guess, right? I'm just an Elon Musk hater. I'm sorry. I'm being very petty. I'm actually okay with it. I think, like, if you're two adults, I don't care if it's a 90-year-old rich dude and a 18-year-old gold-digging chick. As long as they're both okay with it, what do you care? Stay out of it. Who cares? I don't give a I don't care. As long as it's consensual. Even polygamy, I don't even care. As long as it's consensual and there's no abuse going on, knock yourself out. Whatever floats your boat, if you ain't hurting nobody. Now, do you remember February 22nd, 2022, all twos, the day that Donda 2 dropped? Elon Musk tweeted, the astrological symbol of Saturn. Excuse me? That's right, Saturn. Now, he also tweeted tau over pi, or P, if you pronounce it correctly in Greek. Some say that, I think it's actually, if you pronounce them both correctly in Greek, it'd be toph and P, toph over P. All right. Now, some say that what that tweet, we'll talk about Saturnian stuff in 1 second. Let's clear up the tau, toph over P. Some were saying that he was referencing a cryptocurrency, and this cryptocurrency is involved, because he's always dabbling around in that, right? It's involved in a metaverse named after Atlantis. Yes. Now, this is very curious. You know, we talked about all this utopian fantasy stuff. We talked about The Secret Destiny of America by Manly P. Hall, 33rd degree Freemason. Well, let's talk about Francis Bacon. He had an incomplete novel from the 1600s called The New Atlantis, referring to America as this promised land where they could fulfill their utopian fantasy. And it was about an island, and it had this college that was a state-sponsored scientific institution called Solomon's House, Solomon's Temple, right? We talk about Boaz and Joaquin, the entrance, the twin pillars to the Solomon's Temple, the mystical place. It's the Eye of the Kingdom, they call it. And anyways, this utopian New Atlantis, This is what the description of the book. It uses science to decode and conquer nature, which is exactly what these people believe. When you go back to the Gnostic roots, the simulation theory idea, that I believe Elon Musk even supported that idea, that we live in a simulation. They want to defeat the creation that God gave us because they think God is an evil God. They think he is the Yaldabaoth from Gnosticism. They want to conquer nature. Now, what was interesting is this book was influenced a guy named Kelpius. And that's what brought Rosicrucianism to America, to my hometown in PA. Yeah, that's right. Because you got to understand, back then, before America was America, people were persecuted by the ruling authorities over in Europe. You had the church and the royal family, the monarchy, whatever that looked like, wherever they were. So you didn't really have a lot of religious options. If you were an occultist, you had a hard time, right? So a lot of people left, and they came to America because they were like, I'm trying to do this Rosicrucian thing, baby. So they come to America, and Kelpius and company, they set up a place near Philly called Kelpius Cave. You can go there today. And they thought the end of the world was coming and all this crazy stuff. But there, that was the initial idea, and they were influenced by Francis Bacon's New Atlantis, right? Now, this is all very curious because of the conjunction of Pluto on February 22nd as well, where, you know, Pluto's conjunction is about transformation and renewal, because Pluto was returning to the same position that it was in on the charts when the United States was created in 1776. It's about death and rebirth and all that stuff, and embracing the shadow. We talked very much about this with the Kanye West shows. You're probably so tired of hearing about Kanye West. I am too, to be honest. But getting back to Grimes, I'm not letting her off the hook yet. I actually wrote about her way back in early 2018. I've had to take all his posts down. You already know the sad story, how I got sued. Because I'd be speaking the truth. I'd be speaking the truth. And they can't let a guy like me keep doing that. So here comes all the cancellations and kicked off platforms, and which is crazy because I'm like, bro, I'm like the nicest truther there is. I'm the most mainstream truther there is, yet I can't be around, I guess. Anyway, I'm always crying about it. How tired are you hearing about me crying about it? I should just do one show for an hour of me just crying and sobbing. And then YouTube kicked me off, and then Google took me off their search results. Oh, boy. All right, so back then, I had this blog, right? And I'm going to read you from, there was some different symbolism of Grimes, and I had the images and everything. Grimes had an interview, Flesh Without Blood, and she talks about these various altars she has, including a demon named IV, like the Roman numeral 4. And she concludes the interview by saying, and I quote, "Once you start having an audience, it's easier to write from a perspective that isn't you." All right. That alter ego thing is always there. They channel these ideas. They reach into the shadow subconscious sometimes. If you watch the video Flesh Without Blood, Grimes is the fallen angel, which she seems very interested in. There's another video, Venus Fly, she does the same thing. Another video, Kill versus Maim, she does the same thing. She's interested in this fallen angel archetype of Lucifer. Now, what's curious, you think I'm done with Grimes, I'm not. In September 2019, she posted a very interesting image on her Instagram. And shout out to my man, Ronan Art Music on Twitter. Dropped the knowledge on me with this link. If you look at it, and I'll put the image on my Instagram too, so you don't have to dig into it. Because I couldn't believe it. I had to fact check my man. I said, dude, this isn't real. And I looked into it, and sure enough, in September 2019, she posted an image to her Instagram. It was still there as of this recording. And it shows hieroglyphics on a stone, right? Like Sumerian cuneiform script. And it quite literally, without exaggerating, shows you a virus particle stab injections, and UFOs. And she, if you watch the video, which she was promoting that for, which I did, and I'll put the images for this on my Instagram too. You better check it out. Instagram at Isaac Weissaut. Like and subscribe. Link in the show notes. Or, you know, I've got a new thing. It's allmylinks.com/IsaacW, where you can link to anything I do. All right. Makes it real easy. I got all kinds of stuff on there. What's interesting is on the video, in the music video, she's holding a book, and that book is blurred out so you can't see the title. But if you go on Reddit and snoop around, you'll find out it's Sun Tzu's Art of War, right? Which all the famous people have read. I've never read it, so I bought it. That's how in depth I went for this. And I read through it, and I thought, why was she holding the Art of War book? And I don't know why. But here's what I read in chapter 5. The control of a large force is the same principle as the control of a few men. It is merely a question of dividing up their numbers. Fighting with a large army under your command is no wise different from fighting with a small one. It's merely a question of instituting signs and signals. So they're talking about controlling the masses with signs and symbols, which David Icke talks about it's impossible to police this many people. You got to have the people police each other, right? It's the prison without the bars. Hiding order beneath the cloak of disorder is simply a question of subdivision. Concealing courage under a show of timidity presupposes a fund of latent energy. Masking strength with weakness is to be affected by tactical dispositions. As you can imagine, this book seemed like a lot of nonsense to me. I was like, bro, this is like too smart for me. I don't know what he's talking about. But what he's saying there is that there's opposing forces, right? And they give way to each other. And ultimately, one order can result from these opposing forces. This is a Hegelian dialect, right? Which is what a lot of conspiracy theorists say. This is why everything that happens, happens. Opposing forces lead us down this path that ultimately the controllers, the Illuminati, want us to take. All right. Now, it's even more bizarre. That same music video that she was promoting with the UFOs and the virus and the particles and all the, and the injections and the stabs. They're wearing masks in the video. Yes, all the dancers are wearing masks. This is September 2019. This is not 2020. Very strange. And one last thing. I screwed up. She's got a tattoo, and it's a block with a PS inside of it. I Googled it because it looked like the periodic table of elements. And it said it was phosphorus, but I was wrong. Phosphorus is just a P. So upon further investigation, it actually is a reference to Photoshop. Oops. I thought phosphorus was it, and I thought, you know, that would make sense, right? She says she's an alien because her back, she has tattoos. She calls them alien scars, and she's got the fallen angel symbolism all the time with Lucifer. And I saw the P, and I thought, oh my God, it's phosphorus, right? It's Luciferian light. But turns out I'm wrong. Hey, you know what? We all fall short of the glory of God. At least I'm honest about my screw-ups. It's embarrassing. But anyway. Yeah, lots of interesting symbolism from Grimes. Now, we got a lot more to talk about. In conclusion. Right. My conclusion is a little beefier than normal. In conclusion, why do we care about Grimes? Why do we care about Elon Musk? What do we care what they have to say? Well, it's not about what they say. It's about what they show us, all right? I believe, and this is just my opinion, that they are part of a Great Reset Saturnian death cult. It's a very controversial statement to make, but it's just a belief, just an opinion. I don't know. But let's dig into this idea. Troy McLaughlin wrote a book about this several years ago, and he summed it up very nicely. He said, connections can be made between secret Nazi technology and the modern UFO phenomenon, and onto the possibility of a breakaway civilization attempting to colonize space at the expense of the rest of humanity. Who does that sound like? That sounds like Elon Musk. He wants the breakaway civilization. He wants to put people on Mars. He's literally colonizing space at the expense of humanity. same goes for Bezos. He's right in there too. You know what? Me and Josie are going to do a Most Evil Nerd Countdown show. I want you to join me for that. So check out our podcast, Breaking Social Norms. You're either going to love it or hate it. I'll tell you this right now. There's no lukewarm feelings about the show. It's a very different format. It's a very different vibe. You're either going to love it or you're going to absolutely hate it. So if you hate it, don't leave a review. If you love it, drop a 5-star and stay subscribed. But Most Evil Nerd Countdown, we're going to do someday here. I don't know when. Because here's the thing. Jeff Bezos is an evil nerd. But you know what? I love Amazon. You ever see that meme about how when my liberalism leaves my body, every time I order from Amazon, that's me. 1,000,000,000%, that's me. I like everything about Amazon. It's so easy. I feel bad that they make the workers piss in bottles. I don't want that. In fact, I signed up for the 2-day shipping, and if I can, I push it out. And I'm like, bro, let them take a bathroom break. You don't need to be that fast, you know? But hey, not my business, right? Now, could Elon Musk be part of this Nazi NASA connection that we've heard so many times about, right? The secret group seeking space technology to leave the planet. They want to destroy the planet and keep us fighting about whether or not we're destroying the planet. Meanwhile, they're out. And the hidden reason is they're worried about a cosmic cataclysm or maybe just normal cataclysms, right? If you look at the movie Don't Look Up, we did a full film analysis on that. That's basically what they want to do. The elites want to break away civilization to leave this earth when things go bad. They want a new golden age as well. So there's two different things going on here. Either through slavery on earth or on the new planet or the technocracy utopia where everyone lives immortal and everything's distributed equally. All under the all-seeing eye of surveillance. Metaverse, right? The digital matrix. That's where they make that happen. I'm going to read you from... We're going to wrap up with a reading from Troy McLaughlin. For millennia, certain hidden sects... That's S-E-C-T-S. Certain hidden sects within the occult world of elitist Saturn worship have been attempting to achieve this new golden age through ritualistic and alchemically based transformations of the human species. Some of these occult practices have resulted in abominations and atrocity of the most hideous kind. Child sacrifice, mass murder, war, and today it is the hope for a quasi-scientific and technologically induced evolutionary breakthrough in creating the perfect human that still drives them to commit such crimes. They seek the birth of the Star Child. But behind the occult push for human transformation is the worship of the mythological god Saturn and the desire to return to the golden age he ruled over. I agree. I'm with you 1,000,000%. Everything seems to lead to the same idea. And my man encapsulates that very well in that paragraph. And what they're saying is like the golden age allows the elites to live as gods. Which is just like Atlantis, right? Which Elon Musk was tweeting about when he said Tau over P. The Atlantis metaverse. And the whole Musk, like I said, I got a whole lot on Elon Musk, right? There's a lot of occult connections. We're going to get into someday. I don't know when. Some people say his mom was into African voodoo and witchcraft. She was. Elon Musk's mom was in a Beyonce video, all right? She's hanging out with Beyonce. That's the Black Madonna. And what's more interesting is that her father, so her name is May Musk. This is Elon. Okay, so Elon Musk's grandfather, Josh Haldeman, he was arrested in Canada for the crime of, guess what? You're not going to believe it. Technocracy. Scientific government. Now, I don't know how you get arrested for that, but that's what it says. He was a chiropractor, entrepreneur, farmer. But he was anti-banking and anti-bureaucracy because they repoed his farm after he couldn't make some payments. And at the time, there was a movement in Canada called Technocracy during the Depression. We're talking about the 1930s. They wanted to replace capitalism with a totalitarian system of engineers running everything and unite all the countries into one world government. It's all the same. It's all connected here. So his grandfather was all about that action, right? And it said, June 1940, the Canadians banned technocracy, as well as the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Communist Party. And technocracy was believed to be desired to overthrow the Constitution by force. And Elon Musk's grandfather was, you know, sent to trial for this, apparently. Really makes you wonder. And that's what it's all about, you know? Technocracy is the science of the new God. And, yeah. I'm trying to read through my notes here. Okay, so technology is controlling, manipulating our behavior and spying on us, right? That's what it's doing. It's giving us a lot, but it's taking a lot. And the technocrats are definitely a cog in the wheel of this transformation of society. Douglas Rushkoff talked about this in Media Viruses. He talked about memetics, transmitting ideas like ghosts in the machines or archetypes of spirits. And I believe that's where the world of the occult ties in with the technocracy science. Through symbols and sigils and electronic scientific medium, they can create a new world. They can influence us to make certain decisions, and certain ideas can be penetrate into the subconscious. A lot of woo-woo quantum physics connected in there, I believe. So there you have it. Elon definitely has the connections. Grimes definitely has the connections. Are they Illuminati confirmed? I don't know, but if you ask me my opinion, I say, oh, yes. Double down on Illuminati confirming those two. It seems they both embrace science and the technocracy, which has been the fantasy of the Platonists for hundreds of years in the occultists. So, but here's the thing. There's a lot of questions, because I don't know that this is fact, right? My whole thing is, if this is what they really want, why not just do it? Right? They got the money. They got the push to do it. I mean, they want the theory, the conspiracy theory, is that Christianity keeps us all at bay. But, like, does it really? To this day, still? I mean, maybe. I don't know. I find it hard to believe. But, yeah, let's keep an eye out for these folks. Keep an all-seeing eye out for these folks. All right? Stay subscribed to the show. I got more bangers coming your way. Ordered some more shirts. Right? They actually have sleeves on them. I don't know if you like sleeves. I do not myself. But they're on there. They're detachable with a pair of scissors. I got more shirts coming, so stay tuned. You can go to my Gumroad store right now, gumroad.com/IsaacW. I've got several shirts available, but I'm out of a lot of sizes. So I got more coming. I actually got a couple new designs, right? And follow me on the Instagram. I'll be thirst trapping these shirts, right? And you can check out these photos I'm talking about with Grimes and Elon Musk. They're going to blow your mind. You're not going to believe when you see the Elon Musk and Grimes photos I'm going to post for this show. What else do I got? That's it. Yeah, check out the Gumroad store and check out my Instagram for the images talked about on the show. Until next time, stay woke.